Blog Talk Radio.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
About to blow.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Mamo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, what's up? How's it going tonight?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. You know, excited about this coming WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Prediction. And glad to be on the show with you, as always.
Yes, definitely.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for checking out this episode. Again, he's Macaulay Matthew, and I'm William M.O., and, you know, glad for you guys to be on the show. Today's show, we're going to be talking about the Royal Rumble. I mean, not the Royal Rumble, the WrestleMania. It's never too early for the Royal Rumble of 2024. But seriously, yeah, we're going to be previewing the WrestleMania 39 event that's going to come up next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, two-night event. You know, we'll give our thoughts on the Knicks, you know, how they're doing their tailspin recently. We'll also talk about opening day coming up in a few days, Thursday, you know, for the Mets. And, you know, we'll talk about what else is going on, you know, in the world of sports. But most importantly, we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, you could talk about any of these topics. You know, we do on this show, we talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. And the number is, of course, 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. Feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. Again, the floor is yours. But before we, you know, we talk about the current state of the New York Knicks. You know, we unfortunately have some sad news to talk about. And of course, the guy, you know, who carried the Knicks on his shoulders, along with that legendary era in Knicks basketball, something that's never been paralleled, even by our beloved 90s Knicks team. And of course, I'm talking about that near dynasty team that the 70s Knicks teams had, you know, winning, you know, in 70 and 73, they lost the finals to their rival Lakers in 72. But one man, when you think about the New York Knicks, when you think about, you know, coming back from a major injury and coming back, you know, to help galvanize your team to a championship, you only think of pulling a Willis Reed. And unfortunately, Willis Reed, you know, he's no longer with us. But, you know, his legacy, you know, his captainship, his leadership of the New York Knicks, it will never be forgotten. I mean, this guy, he's a legend among legends. You know, he led that tenacious group, you know, of defenders, you know, and players, you know, Walt Clyde Frazier, Dave DeBuscher, Bill Bradley, you know, obviously Earl the Pearl Monroe on the 73 team, which, you know, the Knicks recently honored that team, not too long ago. And, you know, Willis Reed, you know, he gave us a videotaped message, you know, and unfortunately that's his, you know, his last moment as a Knick in the public too. I mean, this guy, he's been a legend, first Knick jersey to be retired, player to have their jersey retired by the Knicks. He was, you know, he was briefly a head coach with the Knicks. He also was a coach and a GM with the Nets. His last job was, you know, in the front office with the Hornets. Yeah, he'll definitely be missed for sure. I mean, he's, you know, he's an icon, and you know, he, you know, my thoughts and condolences go out to his family. You know, once a Nick, always a Nick, and this guy, he's the one that put us on the map. I mean, we had some good players, you know, in the 50s, you know, Richie Guerin, Sweetwater Clifton, but, you know, he's, you know, Willis Reed, he's the guy who ignited us, you know, along with that awesome team that we had, you know, in 70 to win that first championship as well in 73. So my condolences go out to his family and friends and former teammates. We lost a good one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this guy, he'll always be known as the captain. And, you know, amongst all Knicks fans, the greatest moment that he'll always be remembered for is that Game 7, the 1970 NBA Finals, him coming out there limping against the Los Angeles Lakers and hitting the first two shots of the
mm-hmm.
game.
Yep.
And then that's all the Knicks needed
mm-hmm.
to motivate themselves to go out there and beat the Lakers to win the championship.
Yeah.
So, that will stand out in Knicks fans' minds forever, that moment. His legacy, you know, will always live on, you know, amongst this Knicks franchise, and he'll be missed.
100%. I mean, he's one of a kind. His performance ignited Willis Reed to have the best game of his career. What, 39 points? What was it, 12 assists or something like that? I can't remember. Maybe 19 assists. I can't remember. And then maybe.
Oh, you said. Oh, you mean Walt Frazier?
Yeah, what did I say? Oh, Willis Reed, my fault. Yeah, I meant Walt Clyde Frazier. Willis Reed's, you know, entrance, you know, scoring the first two baskets and his only points of the entire game, you know, it inspired Walt Clyde Frazier to have the best game of his career, you know. And, yeah, man, I mean, what more can you say, you know, Willis Reed? A Nick through and through, and a legend among legends, man. Yeah, we lost a lot of legendary athletes lately. You know, Pele, Bill Russell, you know, his contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Willis Reed, man. He, you know, rest in peace. But I guess, you know, we should switch gears to the current Knicks team. And the Knicks, you know, they've been having a up and down season. I mean, mostly ups, you know, because of their record. But they've had some, you know, they've won 8 in a row. What, twice? Well, actually, they won 8. They won 9. They won 9. And then they won 8 in a row. Then they lost. They won 9 in a row. And what's their slide now?
3 games in a row they lost.
Yeah, it's man. They're not playing any defense. Highlighted by, you know, Julius Randle had the game of his career, the third highest scoring total in Knick history, only. Carmelo Anthony and Bernard King scored more points than Randall did, but unfortunately, it didn't catapult them to a victory. So yeah, and another thing, 3 in a row that's been happening with Randall is that he keep getting technical fouls. Like he's going back to his old ways. He needs to snap out of it. What's your thoughts, Mac?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Randall needs to stop fighting with the refs and fight against the opponent. But this recent slide, I mean, they've been in these games. It's not like they're getting blown out or anything, but I guess the defense needs to improve a bit in some of these games. I mean, hopefully we're closing in on the end of the season here. There's, what, 10 more games left? So they can't let this mini slide affect them. Just got to go back, get back on a winning streak here, and then the season on a high note and, you know, get ready for the playoffs. So hopefully they can play better here in the next week or so and get back to how they were playing, you know, several weeks back when they were riding high on that winning streak. But, you know, it happens. You know, you'll have stretches where, you know, you have some slumps. Unfortunately, it's happening at a bad time when, you know, we're entering the playoffs. So hopefully this losing streak stops at three games and we can restart a winning streak here shortly. So, but let's just hope that they play better defense in these upcoming games here. It's going to be another first-round exit for the Knicks.
So you're saying that us as Knicks fans and the Knicks players should let this slide, three-game slide, let it slide?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Let's just forget about it and get back to winning again, you know. But don't let it, let's not act like the a meteor is going to hit the planet here because of this three-game slide. Again, all teams go through slumps. So, you know, up until recently, the Knicks have been playing well. So let's just hope this is just an exception.
Bump in the road.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you hear the you know, some former Knicks were you know, talking about you know, how well the Knicks are doing lately, you know, this season?
Which former Knicks are you referring to?
I'm trying to remember. It was I'm trying to remember his name. Reggie Bullock and Theo Pinson.
Oh, okay.
They were talking about online.
I thought you were talking about like Knick legends, you know, like John Starks or, you know, Larry Johnson or some Patrick Ewing or people like that.
No, it was just, they were basically talking about how, Tom Thibodeau, you know, in order for you to play with Tom Thibodeau on a Tom Thibodeau team, you gotta play defense. And then one of them blurted out, Theo Pinson said, except for Julius. And they both bursted out laughing.
Wow. They're saying Julius can't play defense? I mean, his defense has improved a little bit. He needs to keep his composure. You know, he needs to calm himself down and not argue with the refs so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was even arguing with Quickly.
Yeah, he needs to, and also he needs to limit his turnovers, you know. He still turns the ball over sometimes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's having the best season of his career, so you can't get
Absolutely.
On him too much.
Absolutely. But he just needs to tone down the, the technicals. Time will tell if we can snap out of it, which, you know, I think we will. And then the ultimate test will be, can we get out of the first round against most likely Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers? But
yeah,
the answer, we'll find out about that answer soon enough. Shifting gears. The Nets, they had a big victory. I mean, they have some bad news. Ben Simmons looks like he's hurt. He's going to be gone for the rest of the year. But today, they put a butt whooping on the Miami Heat down in Florida. Mikal Bridges scored 27 points. Cam Johnson scored 23. Dinwiddie, had 15 points as well. The Nets snapped their five-game slide in major fashion by outscoring the Heat 64-31 after halftime, and they blow out the Heat in Miami. Final score 129-100.
Wow.
So, yeah, they did what was necessary to end this five game drought. And Max Strauss scored 23. Tyler Hero scored 23. Jimmy Butler scored 18, and Adebayo scored 16 in a losing effort for Miami. And the Nets, so they've had a tough March. They only had six wins in this month. You know.
Yeah, the Nets. They had a devastating loss to the Cavaliers. I think early in the week, like a buzzer beater, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? I think it was the Cavs. Yeah, it was the Cavs that had the buzzer beater win against them, and now they lost Ben Simmons. But that, getting into Ben Simmons, that was a horrible trade.
Oh yeah, we thought so from the get go, from Jump Street. I thought so from Jump Street when they got rid of James Harden.
Yeah, Simmons is not the player he once was, and that was a bad deal. And they're probably gonna
never rebounded from that.
Yeah.
They never rebounded from getting rid of Harden. And it was just a matter of time before Harden, Durant and Kyrie, took their talents elsewhere.
Yeah. They're going to have to get rid of that contract because I know they're regretting getting Ben Simmons because this guy clearly has some issues, whether it's mental or, physical. I mean, there's something wrong with him. And, I don't know. They're gonna regret that trade, and they're gonna.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah.
And what was I gonna say? With the win, Cleveland has to wait until tomorrow to clinch their first playoff berth since 2018. And their first LeBron James was on the team since, 98. So,
yeah.
Congrats to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Congrats.
And basically, they honored Udonis Haslam with a Section 35. Section in the arena, because 305 is like the famous area code for Miami, and Udonis Haslam, is the captain of the team since he's spent his entire 20-year career with Miami. So now he has a section called Section 35 in honor of Haslam. So congratulations to him on his long career, winning three titles with the Heat. And, best of luck to him on whatever he does in the future.
Yeah, best of luck.
And up next for the Nets, they're going to be going to Orlando to face the Magic. They better hope that they have more magic in behind the arc when they go down to Orlando. Because Orlando, that's a young and tough team. We found out the hard way.
Knicks better be careful because right now the Heat are right behind them. So if Knicks don't start winning again, the Heat could easily catch up to them. And I believe they have another game with the Heat at the Garden, right, coming up?
Sounds for me, I think so. Let me just make sure. All right. Looks like the Knicks are going to be facing the Rockets on Monday. Knicks are going to host the Heat on Wednesday. Knicks are going to be Friday night. They're going to be in Cleveland to see their old friend Donovan Mitchell. And then Sunday they're going to wrap it up the week with hosting the Wizards. See, it's going to be an interesting week as we wind down in the season. Hopefully Knicks can get some W's here. But speaking of W's, basically opening day is going to be coming up for both the Mets and Yankees coming up on Thursday.
Baseball is back.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Mets, they're going to be hosting.
Is the Mets, have they signed Benitez? Any word yet on that? I know fans were petitioning for that on social media or bring Benitez back.
Don't believe everything you hear on tabloids or the Yes Network.
Or sports media, you know. Yeah.
But I'm sure the Yankees might need them since they don't have Chapman anymore. So maybe they might need an erratic closer too. I mean, you guys did have Benitez, second time the charm for either one of us.
We did, but nah. We got Connolly, didn't we, this offseason? So, if anything, we have some relief guys that'll help us out.
Don't you have that guy who's in your system? I forgot his name. I think it was with a C. That guy, he pitched last year. What was it, Clay something?
Yeah. I think he's still with the team.
I'm saying. He should be a closer.
Yeah.
Because Chapman signed with the Royals, I think, last time I heard.
Yeah. Well, who, it's up in the air. Who's going to be your closer now? Diaz is,
Diaz gone. I don't think they've made it official, but most likely it's going to be David Robertson, you know, your boy, your
former
boy.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, he won a title with you guys as a setup guy to Mo, Mariano Rivera. And then, of course, last year he was the closer of the Phillies, you know, when they made their shocking run to the World Series in a losing fashion against the Astros. So hopefully, Robertson can be his regular self or have a career year. And Ottavino, another guy, former Yankee and a former Rockies closer, can set him up and see what happens there. Before I get into that, what was your thoughts on, before I get more into, the Mets, what's your thoughts on the WBC, having, Shohei Ohtani face Mike
great.
Trout, for the first
time.
Great
to watch. Yeah, it was a great, baseball classic to watch. Japan did a great job and, I thought the Mexico had a chance there because Mexico mm-hmm. looked like they were the favorites after beating they beat Puerto Rico, I think, right?
I think so.
Because Puerto Rico defeated the Dominican Republic, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
and then
Mexico
that's where,
got defeated by Japan.
Diaz got hurt.
Yeah, Diaz got hurt. Diaz got hurt in the DR game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Diaz after he beat DR. He was jumping up and down and injured his knee, I think, or his leg or something.
Right. But no, I'm talking about Mexico. Mexico lost to Japan,
mm-hmm.
and U.S. Who did they beat to advance?
Cuba, I think it was.
Cuba, 11, right.
11-2,
yeah.
I think it was.
Yep, and that set up the showdown between Japan and U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great matchup, although. U.S. clearly look like they're outmatched by Japan. Japan had the much better players, and Ohtani, man, he's the best player on earth right now, by far. Guy is a two-dimensional
mm-hmm.
player. He can pitch, he can hit, and he ended up winning MVP. how he pitched in that game, you know, against the U.S. and hit.
Closed that out again.
Yeah, this guy is amazing, man.
Mm-hmm.
He is by far the best player in baseball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have Aaron Judge on my team, and the guy won MVP last year, but I definitely will agree with everyone else that Otani is the best player in the game right now,
mm-hmm.
just because he's multi-talented.
Yep. No doubt about that. And he definitely has the bragging rights between the Angel players.
Yeah.
Because this was the first time both of those guys, you know, had any a playoff-like atmosphere, you know, because the Angels, even though they have two of the best players in the game, they just can't make it to the playoffs as of right now. So now I think Otani said that now he's addicted to going to the playoffs, you know, since, you know, they had a simulation of what a playoff, what a MLB playoffs could look like for them. But, congrats to Japan on their victory. We shall see if Shohei Ohtani will come to New York. Hopefully for the Mets, but you never know. Could be in pinstripes too. But time will tell. But for the Mets, Scherzer's gonna be pitching game one, which is gonna be Thursday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Well, no, not 4 o'clock. What am I saying? It's gonna be 4 o'clock. Yeah, 4:10 start down in Miami. 3-game series, or rather, I should say a 4-game series. And then the Mets are gonna be still on the road against the Brewers. Play 3 games there, and then they're gonna come home Thursday, April 6th, and have Verlander make his first home opener debut for the Mets a week later from opening day down in Miami. So yeah, after that series, they're going to be hosting the Padres. So that's gonna be a real interesting matchup, you know, having the team that, you know, eliminated them in the playoffs facing them so early. So, yeah, the Mets are going to be facing the West early this month. They're going to be facing the Padres, the A's, the Dodgers, the Giants. Yeah, they're gonna be tested. I mean, with the exception of the A's, I mean, they're definitely gonna be tested this year. And hopefully the guys can stay healthy. Oh yeah, they in more recent news, the Mets they sent down their top third base prospect. Brett Beatty, even though he was batting .325 in spring training, they sent him down, and Mark Vientos, you know, they sent him down as well, even though he was batting .278 in spring training. So, I mean, I guess they feel like those guys need a little bit more seasoning. They sent down Francisco Alvarez, I think, on Friday night, if I'm not mistaken. So the future looks bright for the Mets, and hopefully the Mets can have a miracle, amazing type series, you know, season again, because it's been a long time since '86. The 40 year anniversary is coming up. Very soon. And 3 years from now. So hopefully, you know, they can bring another title home. We shall see.
Looks like Luis Severino is going to start the season on the IL because of a lat strain. So Yankees already have some pitchers on the IL right now. Rondon, he's going to be on the IL. And Montas, Frankie Montas, we got in a trade last year. He's going to be on the IL. So our three pitchers are going to start on IL. Not good for starting pitching. So.
Yeah, not a good way to for the Yankees to start, you know, their you know, their season.
Yeah.
Especially with pitching being one of the stuff that they're looking forward to, the improvements they had, you know, getting the pitcher you guys got,
Rodon.
Yeah, Rodon. Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, Carlos Rodon. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. You're right. Yeah, Carlos Rodon. And then, of course, Yonny Severino's hurt. Montas, he's, you know, the big acquisition they got in the trade deadline last year. He's hurt. So, it's a tough hill for them to climb, but. You know, the Yankees are always resilient. They'll find a way to scratch it out. They got Aaron Judge. So, you know, he's going to look to, you know, have another monster year. We shall see. What's your thoughts on this upcoming season for the Yankees?
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we improve on last year. I was hoping that they would improve the offense a bit. I mean, we didn't improve the offense as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we signed Aaron Judge, which was the number one goal this offseason. We improved the starting pitching a bit, although right now it looks depleted to start the season. But hopefully these guys will get healthy and will come back and help us. But I'm looking forward to see what this year entails. I mean, hopefully we'll be much better and we can finally overcome the Astros. Astros looks like they're going to be without Altuve, who also got injured in the World Baseball Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news for us. Maybe they didn't get off to a bad start.
Mm-hmm.
So, the chase for 28 is on, and hopefully it'll be this year. Shall see.
Yep, you're going to be facing some, interesting teams. You're going to be hosting the Giants, the Phillies, your rivals, the Orioles, the Guardians, Twins, you know, a.k.a. your children.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you're going to be facing Angels. Trout and Otani's going to come in, from the 18th to the 20th, and then you're going to have the Blue Jays come in. So, yeah, I think the Yankees will go up to a good start, as usual. But yeah, we'll see.
Should
what
be a
happens.
Good season.
We'll see what happens. In hockey news, congratulations to the New Jersey Devil. They clinched their first Stanley Cup playoff berth in 5 years. And they did that by defeating the Washington Senators by the final score of 5-3. And they snapped a two-game losing streak. And the Rangers... They completed a comeback against the Carolina Panthers, and they won by the final score of 4-3. Patrick Kane, you know, he scored a goal in the third period, which proved to be the game winner. And Capo Caco, Alex Lafreniere, and Philip Cento, all scored a goal and had also had an assist as well. And Halak, he had a great game. He had 31 saves. And the Rangers, they snapped their four-game losing streak and get their first win since February 11th against, the Carolina. Good thing is a good there. They're finally on the winning side of things. And we'll see what happens. Rangers game will be hosting Columbus on Tuesday night. And hopefully they can, just like the Knicks, they can, go back to their winning ways. Last but not least, let's dive right into WrestleMania, if you don't mind. And let's start off with Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio.
Oh man, I wasn't home to watch SmackDown, but I saw the highlights of that Mysterio confrontation, and so now it looks like you're gonna have dad versus son at Mania. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically what happened was Dominic Mysterio was disrespecting his mom. He was telling her to shut up and being disrespectful to her. So Rey Mysterio runs and sucker punches him, and then he said that he didn't want to do it, but you insulted your mother, who's my wife. So now he's gonna, so yeah, literally the whole family was there. They were sitting in the front row, his wife and Aaliyah, his daughter, which is of course Dominic's sister. Yeah, they're starting to become the first family of WWE. They've been, they've been in the storyline for a long, long time, like multiple times. Rey Mysterio and Dominic, Rey versus Eddie Guerrero for the custody of Dominic,
Yeah.
Then you CM Punk was using Aaliyah as a tool to get to Rey, if you remember. The Mysterios, Rey and Dominic, were joining forces against Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy, which end up being Aaliyah's boyfriend, who's really Rhea Ripley's boyfriend now, so they have like some soap opera thing going on here, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic. I was thinking of Rey Mysterio, but maybe I think Rey Mysterio is gonna make himself lose the match for his son. This might be his last match. I mean, he's going into the Hall of Fame. Congrats to him. And I think nothing more would please him more than to, give his son the rub, put his son over as the new Rey Mysterio, so to speak. So I think I was normally thinking Rey Mysterio is going to win it, because hey, this is him getting his comeuppance against his son, but I think he's going to give his son this victory. This is the victory that's going to put his son over the top. So yeah, the win, Rey Mysterio, other than him getting his revenge, I mean, in the long haul, it makes sense for him to make his son win.
I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio to teach his son a lesson. And right. I think the Hall of Famer is going to get the win this weekend. So I'm going with Rey Mysterio.
I hope you're right. I hope Rey wins. But I think psychology-wise, I think Rey, I mean, to peel back the curtains, I think Bray would be more happier having his son beat him. I mean, in real life, obviously. In storyline wise, he wants to get his revenge, you know, because, you know, for his wife and his legacy. So obviously, Rey Mysterio in character would want to have the victory for that reason.
Yeah, and I don't think this will be their only match either, by the way. I think after that they may have a few more matches after this also.
I doubt it. I think this is Rey Mysterio's last match.
We shall see.
I think it makes sense. He's a Hall of Famer. He's going into the Hall of Fame. His last opponent is his son.
You think this will be his last pay-per-view match or his last wrestling match overall? He's still wrestling on SmackDown.
This won't be his last WrestleMania match. Could he have another match? I don't know. This is a good question. It's possible, but I think this is his last WrestleMania match. Maybe, quite possibly, his last match, because I don't think he could script a better ending losing to his son. His dream was to tag team with his son and win the tag team titles, which they did. I think he feels the best person to retire him would be his son.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Rey Mysterio.
What did you say?
I'm sticking with Rey Mysterio to win it.
All right, what about the men's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Match? It's going to be Braun Strowman, Ricochet versus Street Profits versus Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders. Who do you think is going to win this one?
Street Profits.
Yeah, I think Street Profits will win that one.
Yep.
Okay, the women's one is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalie and Shotzi versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus apparently a team that's going to be revealed this upcoming week, which we don't know who they are. I will say it's going to be I'm guessing it's either between Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler or Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. I could see Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez winning it. But maybe I should play safe and pick Ronda and Shayna. I think I have to play safe and pick Ronda Rousey and Shayna. I mean, they're the legit biggest threats. You know, they're the among the tag teams. I could see them having Liv and Raquel winning it, you know, as the future of the company kind of thing. Kind of like the Dominic Mysterio victory over Rey. I think I'm gonna play it safe and pick Ronda and Shayna to win this one. Let's see, what else do we have here? How about Edge versus Finn Balor? Hell in a Cell match.
I'm going with Edge.
I'm going with Edge as well. And I was so excited when Edge revealed it, because it's like, this is what the Hell in a Cell was made to be. A Hell in a Cell match should not be a yearly event, you know, a yearly pay-per-view event, where you're going to be like, okay, on the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view event, you know what? I'm going to challenge you to, guess what? A Hell in a Cell match. Oh, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the way how they did it, because I was hoping he was going to say that. So once Edge said it, I was like, man, this is what I'm talking about. This, at WrestleMania, there's only been a few Hell in a Cell matches in WrestleMania. So this is what Hell in a Cell match is for. The end all be all match to settle a score. So yeah, man, I'm picking Edge as well. Hopefully this should be an epic Hell in a Cell match. Thank God we don't have Hell in a Cell matches that pay-per-view event anymore, where there's no surprise, it watered down the Hell in a Cell match, man. To me, the Hell in a Cell match is the best match WWE ever created. I mean, I think you think it's a ladder match, if I'm not mistaken. But Hell in a Cell match has to be only be used as an element of surprise to settle the score once and for all. A WWE feud. Let's see what else we have here. How about Brock Lesnar versus Omos?
I'm going to go Brock Lesnar.
I want to go Brock Lesnar too, but it's like, it's like basically the same thing with Rey Mysterio and Dominic. I mean, this is the opportunity you want to put your young star over the aging legend. Because Brock Lesnar beating Omos, we expect it. There's nothing shocking about that. I mean, that's what we all think. That's what I think as well. But, I mean, normally I would just say hands down Brock Lesnar because, I mean, Brock Lesnar wins, it seemed like 99% of his matches there, you know. But, yeah, this is an opportunity for Omos to win, to get this victory. Oh, man. I mean, this is tough. Like, I want to say Brock because it's so obvious Brock's going to win. But could WWE make Omos shock the world and just dominate Brock like he did in the press conference, you know, the contract signing or whatever. I'm going to look like an idiot, but I'm going to pick Omos. I'm going to pick Omos as the upset of the night.
I'm sticking with Brock Lesnar.
All right. All right, what about John Cena versus Austin Theory for the United States Championship?
I think Austin Theory wins that.
Yeah, me too. See, same reason. Same reason I think Omos is gonna win too. You know, you're gonna have another upset victory. Oh wait, no, you pick Austin Theory, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm picking Austin Theory.
Yeah, I agree with that. And besides, it don't make no sense for John Cena to win the United States Championship again. I mean, he's not going to be able to defend it anyway. So, yeah, Austin Theory will win it. How about Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul?
Seth Rollins.
Has Logan Paul ever won a match in WWE?
Did he win the last match?
No. The last time I could think of him fighting was against Rosina against Roman Reigns.
He didn't win. Yeah, he lost that, right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna pick Logan Paul to win this.
I'm sticking with Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins is a baby face now. You know what? I think you're right. If Seth Rollins was still a heel and Logan Paul was, you know, was the good guy. You know, I'm gonna pick Seth Rollins to win this. All right, let's. How about Gunther defending the Intercontinental Championship against Sheamus and Drew McIntyre? I'm picking Sheamus.
I'm going with Gunther.
All right. And my reasoning is if Sheamus wins it, he'll finally win the Intercontinental Championship. If Drew wins it, he'll win the title for the first time since his Chosen One days. So, yeah, you could literally see the any of these guys winning the title.
Gunther.
Drew McIntyre winning it again, Sheamus finally winning it, or Gunther continuing his legendary reign as Intercontinental Champion. Then you also got the six woman tag team match. You got Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch versus Damage Control, which of course that has Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Shirai. I mean, Io, well, she used to be known as Io Shirai. Now she's Io Sky. I think Damage Control is gonna win. As much as I'd love to see Trish, Lita, and Becky win it, I think Trish might betray them.
I think I'm going to go with Trish.
Trish Lee and Becky Lynch?
Yep.
Well, I hope you're right, but I think because common sense would tell me Trish, Lita, and Becky will win it, but they could be a backstabbing. You know, their tag team titles aren't even on the line. Why don't they?
Yeah.
That's kind of stupid. They could have had a free bird rules. Which all the more reason why they could lose this match and still keep their title.
Yeah.
And Damage Control hasn't even won anything. They're supposed to be this big bad group and they haven't won anything. Okay. How about Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. There's a rumor that Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley is going to be the main event of night one instead of the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus Usos match.
I think Rhea Ripley's gonna win it. I think will be the only member of the
Judgment Day.
Of Judgment Day to win a match this WrestleMania weekend.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And then they might have to have her be the leader.
You know what?
That'd be funny.
I've been thinking about that for the last couple of weeks. I'm like, she's literally the leader of the group when you think about it, because obviously you think it's Finn Balor, but she's like in every storyline, you know, the one with Charlotte, she's in the Dominic one, and then, of course, she has her own, like, she's unofficially the leader of the group.
Yeah.
She's going to be like Rock when he took over the Nation.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm picking Rhea, too. I mean, it makes no sense for them to battle each other again and Charlotte beat her again. Like they did when Charlotte took the NXT title away from her. So yeah, this is her redemption match. I mean, this is the reason why she picked Charlotte over Rhea. I mean, over Bianca. I think she'll definitely win that match. This will be her brutality leashed upon Charlotte Flair. And then Bianca Belair versus Asuka. Who do you think is gonna win the Raw Women's Championship?
Call me crazy, but I'm going to go with Bianca.
You know what? I'm thinking the same thing, too, because obviously they're making you think it's Asuka. But I think Bianca's going to win it. And congrats to her. She passed MVP as the longest reigning black champion in WWE history. So congrats to her. And then, you got the Uso. This is probably the second most important match of the night, in my opinion. The Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. And, I'm pretty sure we're in agreement here. This is going to be Sami Zayn's moment. So, yeah, definitely. And we both suspect that Jay is going to do something that's going to cause his legendary title reign with his brother to end. You think he's going to do something deliberate to end the reign, to, you know, joining forces with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, because he did force this match to happen after Jimmy denied it. I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will win without Jay purposely making them win. I mean, you know, siding with them. But I think he'll probably be the one getting pinned, or he might accidentally hit his brother and accidentally cost them the victory. But in any case,
let me reiterate again. Jay is going to do something either deliberate or accidental to cause him and his brother attacking titles.
I agree with that.
You're only going with accidental. I'm going with either purposeful or
You have to pick one.
No. Well, I'm saying he's going to be the reason. I'm picking either or. It doesn't matter. He's going
to
be the reason.
There's no other option. It's either he does or he doesn't. You have to pick either it's deliberate or it's not deliberate.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna say he's gonna be the reason. Okay, whether it's deliberate or not deliberate, he's gonna
and
be
I
the
agree
reason.
I with that, but I think he's
attention.
Gonna be. I think,
but
he's
you
gonna
think
be
he's gonna be accidental? So he's just going with that.
Yes, you yeah. think of you the way how you sound he, like you were saying before is that you think it's gonna be deliberate.
It's gonna be either or. I mean, it could be either or. You know, I can't give you. I'm not a psychic. I can't actually predict which way he's gonna go, but. I will say he will be the reason, period, that they lose the title.
And I agree.
All right, but and I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna give you definite whether it be accidental or purposeful, but he will be the reason, period.
Now I'm gonna say it's accidental. I don't see him joining forces against his own brother and losing his title reign, his long title reign. But we shall see.
Yeah.
And let's see. Last but not least, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, versus the head of the table, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. We all know who's going to win this. And I think I should give you a clue of who I think might win, because obviously, the NOI family has been legendary. Family has been legendary, and the McMahon has been legendary in the family. But as who I think is going to be the winner, he plainly reminds us that
wrestling has more than one royal family.
And he is right. Wrestling has more than one wrestling family. We have two of them going against each other. The NOI family versus the Rhodes family. And of course, this is going to be Cody Rhodes' moment, where Cody Rhodes will be finally do something that his father, the late great American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and his older brother, Goldust, Finn Rhodes, wasn't able to do. And that is, of course, become the new WWE champion. And, of course, WWE Undisputed Universal Champion. But, yes, nobody in the Rhodes family has ever had the opportunity to seriously compete for the title. So this is Cody's moment right here.
Right now momentum is on Cody Rhodes' side, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hearing some stuff lately. I'm hearing a Randy Orton might come back for this WrestleMania. Who knows what? I'm not sure. Could he possibly interfere in this match, maybe? I could see him interfering and actually costing Cody Rhodes the title to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's possible.
I could also see Bloodline interfering in this match and costing Cody Rhodes the match as well. I'm going to go on and I'm going to say Roman Reigns retains the title. That's what I'm going to say.
It's possible. It's definitely there's definitely a chance of that happening. I mean,
because if you think AJ is going to betray the bloodline, then he might as well interfere in his match, calls for him and raise the title. Or
well, I think maybe accidentally
costs Cody the title. So, or you could have Randy Orton interfere and cost Cody the title. You know, so there's a lot of things that can happen in this match, really.
And that's a good
Sami
thing.
Zayn interfere in this match.
Yeah,
probably.
That's true. That is very true. I mean,
I'm going to go out
Owens
and say
Kevin Owens, too, pop up.
Yeah.
Too.
I'm going to say Roman Reigns retains the title. I think Cody, if Cody wins, it'll probably be at SummerSlam.
Might have a point there. You're making a lot of sense, man. You're making a lot of sense. I think Cody's gonna win it. You know, I mean, what you're saying is casting a lot of doubt in my mind now. That I'm thinking maybe Roman Reigns might win it. I mean, and who knows? He might win it and keep it and then lose it to The Rock at WrestleMania 40. Who knows?
Maybe.
But I think Roman will win it. I mean, not Roman. Cody will win it. He's celebrating, and then out of nowhere, an RKO from Randy Orton. I think that's what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna go on and let them say Roman Reigns retains.
And that will start the feud with Cody Rhodes against his former legacy. Member.
And I also don't think this will be the last match between Roman and Cody either. So you might see that. Or even have Randy Orton mixed into this mix as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you can't have Roman Reigns go to the back of the line unless if he takes a break. You know, he takes a break. He has a scheduled break that we don't know about, a vacation. And then he comes back in time for SummerSlam to try to regain the title, which actually makes a lot of sense. I think that's what's going to happen. I think Cody Rhodes is going to win, and then Roman Reigns is going to probably reemerge probably at SummerSlam or Survivor Series. You know, Cody is going to be feuding with Randy probably for all the way up until SummerSlam probably to end their feud. And then Roman Reigns comes out of nowhere, hits a spear and challenges for the title and probably wins it at Survivor Series probably. And then maybe that'll lead to, you know, Rock versus him, you know, match or Roman versus Sami Zayn. You know, next year's WrestleMania, who knows?
We'll see.
But yeah, you know, it's going to be a very interesting WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, should be good.
Yeah, we haven't had like, you know, a WrestleMania in a long time where we don't know which way it could go. Because I think the Bloodline's gonna blow. The Usos are gonna be kicked out of the Bloodline after losing the titles. Because when you look at Roman Reigns,
but you think both Usos are gonna be kicked out?
Yeah, because they caused shame because they lost the title. And if you look at Roman Reigns' new shirt, it only has him and Paul Heyman on the shirt. You don't see him. You don't see, you know, him and the Usos, or even Solo Sikoa on the thing. So, maybe Solo Sikoa might fight Bobby Lashley, because Bobby Lashley was supposed to fight Bray Wyatt, but there's rumors that he's you know, he has an illness, and Bobby Lashley is apparently going to fight, but we don't know who he's going to fight. Some people say it's Uncle Howdy. Some people say maybe it's L.A. Knight. I mean, I'm thinking if Bobby Lashley doesn't fight Bray Wyatt, I mean, I think Bobby would win that one anyway. I think he would face probably who just popped in my head? He might fight Solo Sikoa, maybe. The social call, Cody Rhodes says he's not ready, you know, but maybe WWE feels he's not ready either. That's why they haven't put him in a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But any last things you'd like to say before we head out?
Everyone, enjoy your weekend and enjoy WrestleMania weekend next week. And, enjoy the rest of the weekend. And check out your local listings for my show, IMAC, and come back here. Check out Sports of a Legend every Saturdays at 11, only on Blog Talk Radio.
You heard the man. Check out his show, IMAC. Check your local listings. Check out my YouTube channel, Sports Urban Legend TV. And come back 2 weeks from now when we give our WrestleMania wrap-up, and hopefully the Mets will be on a winning streak, after opening day coming up on Tuesday. We'll see how the Mets and Yankees do opening day and this opening week. So he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Or I should say in 2 weeks. Peace.